Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Jane Dickinson, who is the program director and senior lecturer at Teachers College, Columbia University. Dr. Dickinson earned her PhD in nursing from the University of Connecticut, her Master of Science in Nursing from Yale University, and her Bachelor of Arts in Biology from St. Olaf College. She has been studying, publishing, and presenting on the language of diabetes and the impact messages have on people living with diabetes since the early 1990s. Jane has been named Diabetes Educator of the Year in 2019. And she is the 2023 President-elect of the Board of Directors for the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists. Dr. Dickinson is also interested in topics related to nursing knowledge and nursing education. Well, today's topic is use of nursing concepts in program and course descriptions and analysis of pre-licensure baccalaureate nursing programs in the United States. And before we begin the interview, I want to congratulate Dr. Dickinson and her co-authors, Samantha Juon, Arlene McQuan, and Isla McKenzie Henry, for having this topic published in Nurse Educator. Welcome, Dr. Dickinson.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Dr.
Excellent.
Pullen. Yes, and thank you for your interest in our manuscript. We're very excited to be published in Nurse Educator.
Absolutely, and again, welcome. And before we begin, I want to encourage our listeners to access your article and glean some information that they can use perhaps in their own nursing programs. I found the topic very interesting and very exciting, Jane. And that leads me to my first question. How did you become interested in this topic?
Well, that's a good question. My three co-authors and I we met each other because they are students in the what we call ONE, the Online Nursing Education Program at Teachers College, Columbia University. And Teachers College is the school, the Graduate School of Education, Health, and Psychology for Columbia University. So nursing has been housed at Teachers College since 1898. And a lot of very, very important and famous nurses have come out of Teachers College, including Virginia Henderson and Barbara Carper and Mildred Montag and many, many others. And so I actually am the facilitator or instructor for the nursing theory course in their doctoral program. It's an EDD, a Doctor of Education program in nursing education. And in this course, we actually changed the name to Nursing Knowledge in Nursing Education, and in this Nursing Knowledge course, we start out having just wonderful discussions about these historical figures in nursing and where they have led us and where is nursing education today and are we still guided by that nursing knowledge that, you know, has been inspired by these people who've come out of Teachers College. And in these discussions, we wonder often why this gap formed. This, you know, we like to call it a theory-practice gap. However, a lot of people think of a theory-practice gap as a gap between what nursing students are doing in the clinical setting and what they're learning in class. But what we were talking about, what we are talking about in our discussions of this gap, are nursing theory, the gap between nursing theory and nursing practice. And So we decided to stop calling it a gap, and we were inspired by Peggy Chin, who in conversations uh-huh. we've had with her, she said there really isn't a gap. Nurses and nursing students are using nursing theory all the time, yes. every day. It's just that they aren't always aware of it. So yes. we started calling it the theory practice relationship. And so then, you know, we start out with concepts, and we think about the various concepts that are embodied in nursing theories and in nursing knowledge. And we had more questions than answers through these discussions and in the, you know, the papers and projects that the students do in this class. And so every now and then I would throw out an idea and I'd say, we should study this, or does anybody want to study this with me? Or does, throughout over the years teaching this course, and this was one of the groups who had an interest in studying this topic. And the four of us got together outside of class and we started looking at concepts of yeah. of nursing, foundational concepts, and where do they show up? And we thought, well, something we could do, we were actually, again, inspired by Peggy Chin and colleagues who did their analysis of 79 publications, and they were looking at concepts in nursing publications. They were also looking at whether nursing publications referenced or cited nursing work, nursing knowledge, and other nursing publications. And so we took the concepts that they looked at in that study, and then we also went to the literature and found Marlene Smith's article, I believe from 2019, where she did a review of the nursing literature to find what concepts were coming out, and it was also those four concepts or versions of them. And so that's how we landed on our four concepts, which were context, holism, health, and caring. And so I also wanted to say that the students in this program have a graduation requirement, which is a pre-dissertation research experience. And mm-hmm. they do 30 hours of, you know, some sort of research experience completely unrelated to their dissertation. So these students mm-hmm. Who worked on this study with me were also getting their pre-dissertation research experience requirement met. So it was, you know, two birds, one stone. So, and we learned a lot in the process. So that's how we got interested.
Well, how interesting. That's amazing. In fact, this is a coincidence, I'm sure. I've been reading theory papers all morning. One was on Virginia Henderson, and students always want to know about nursing theory and how it applies to their context, their clinical context. And I always have to remind them that you're the future of additional theories, and you have theories that you just haven't recognized. So they're learning the importance of nursing theory. And you had mentioned, I think, Mildred Montag. I became familiar with Mildred Montag's work years ago when I started in associate degree education, many, many years ago. And I believe she's the founder of associate degree nursing. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Amazing process you have here, very creative. That leads me to my next question. Can you briefly describe your study?
Sure. I'll try to be brief. So what we did is
do the best you can.
Exactly. We really wanted this to be a simple and straightforward study. We wanted this to be something we could accomplish in 30 hours. I'm kidding. That's a complete joke. This was way more than 30 hours. But we wanted to tap into resources that were readily available, and so we went to the CCNE list and found the baccalaureate nursing programs in the United States, and we decided, there were four of us on the research team, so we decided to look at 300 U.S. traditional pre-licensure baccalaureate programs. And so we broke the list into regions, and we did Northeast, South, Midwest, and West. We each took a region, and then we put all of the schools for each region in an Excel spreadsheet, and we randomized them. And then we took 75 randomly selected programs for each region. And then each of us reviewed the websites for the programs in our region. So we each looked at 75 programs. And we went over, you know, we met multiple times, and we developed a code book for words that would represent each of our concepts. And so we knew exactly what we were looking for. And then we would meet after we had done a handful, and we would go through and, you know, and debrief kind of, and make sure that we were reviewing in similar ways, and that we were not including words that we had agreed. For instance, caring was our fourth concept. And so we had C-A-R, you know, truncated with a little asterisk. And however, we did not include healthcare or healthcare system. Like, we were very specifically looking for caring in the context of nursing. So, and then context was one of our concepts. And we included words like environment and population, individual, family, community, things like that. Social determinants of health went in there.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Under holism, we included lifespan, physical, mental, emotional, biopsychosocial, culture, cultural. And then finally for health, we had in our code book health and healing, wellness, disease, health promotion, health maintenance, health restoration, health improvement, health management. So we weren't just specifically looking for those four words. We had, you know, our code book that helped us look for keywords that represented those concepts for us. So we went to the program websites for each of our 75 in our region, and we just dug into program description. And in the program description, we included the mission statement, vision, objectives, things like more general information about the program. And then we went to the first course, and we looked up. And we did that. Now, you know, that was one of our, we talk about the limitations in the study. That was one of our limitations, because we may have defined the first course differently than the program did. But we looked for the lowest number and course title that included NUR, NURS, NSG, you know, whatever it was that indicated it was a nursing course, and it was the lowest number in the curriculum. And then we looked at that description and did the same thing with the code book, looking for those four concepts. And we gave each program a program score and a course score. And
with the focus.
Yeah. Yep.
Excuse me. Go right ahead, Jane.
That was basically our methods.
Sure.
Yep. And then we came back and we analyzed what we found and wrote it up.
Good job. I'm sure it sounds like it fits nicely with the new essentials focus on concepts, and then also particularly those concepts within the four spheres of care within the AAC and the new essentials. Very good. This is very creative. And again, as we continue the podcast, I encourage our listeners to access your article.
And well, could I just jump in?
Of course.
Really briefly, I wanted to say that we had a disadvantage with the essentials, the timing of the essentials, because when we started this project, it was the former essentials. And while we were in our submitting for publication process.
Yes.
At that point in the journey, the new essentials were going through the whole the review and the public comment, and then they were published. And so we had to kind of scramble to give credit where credit was due, that they had actually done this, because in our first go round we were like, the essentials need to include this and they need to, you know. So the timing was awkward for us, and we're very, very glad that that changed. And I guess our study is now just further support for using the new essentials.
Absolutely. Very good. We had mentioned about your findings. Was there anything surprising about what you found?
Well, I think we didn't really know what we would find. Mm-hmm. The possible score, the highest possible score was a 4. We gave 1 point for each concept. So sure. For the programs, the total overall mean was a 2.51. And we found, the Midwest had the highest at 2.99 and the West had the lowest at 2.0. I don't know that we were surprised by that. What was really disappointing was that in the first course, the total mean was 0.96, which mm-hmm. is lower than one concept. mm-hmm. And we didn't see any differences in the regions for that one, any significant differences. We did, and I forgot to mention this, but when we were mm-hmm. submitting to Nurse Educator, a very astute editor and reviewers, commented on, well, maybe it's not in the first course, but maybe we should be checking the second and third course because perhaps mm-hmm. either we got the order wrong or perhaps they're not mentioning the concepts in the very first course because they have other things they have to cover. So we went back and we collected data on 300 programs for course number 2 and number 3.
Wow.
And we did not find, we didn't find a difference. We found the total mean for course 2 was 1.17, and the total mean for course 3 was 1.18. So instead of just under one concept or 1 point, it was just over.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We did find the same, like the Midwest was slightly higher. Actually, the Northeast and the South were slightly higher too, and the West was slightly lower. But overall, I don't know that we were surprised by that, but again, kind of discouraged. So
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. One thing that was a little surprising was that we looked at which concepts were mentioned the most or most frequently. Context was most frequently used in the program description.
Mm-hmm.
And holism was most frequently used in all three courses.
Do you have any thoughts as to why those two were focused on?
Well, I mean, it's not surprising to me. In terms of nursing knowledge and what nursing is and what nursing stands
yeah.
for, I don't think it surprises me that context would be mentioned most frequently in the program description and holism in the course description. What surprised me is that caring was the least identified.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And I just think, for me, the definition of nursing is caring in the human health
yeah.
experience. And so
it's our foundation.
Yeah, exactly. So to me, that was a little bit, a little bit devastating, a lot surprising.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So.
Well, I do have one more question. It's kind of a two-pronged question or two questions. The first part is, what do you hope will change based on the study? And the next part of the question is, what are your next steps?
Okay. So in terms of what I hope will change, mm-hmm. as you mentioned when you introduced me at the beginning of the podcast, my work is focused on diabetes, and I like to say in my diabetes classes, our goal as diabetes care and education specialists is to make the world a better place for people with diabetes. And I
yeah.
feel very strongly about doing that for all people with health conditions or health experiences of any sort. And so my particular passion is working on that through the language, the messages that we use, the way we talk to people and the way we talk about people
yeah.
who have health experiences.
Yeah.
And my hope, like this concept work is so cool. I mean, the definition of nursing, I mean, the human health experience is what it's like to live with diabetes, what it's like to manage diabetes. And when you're being told that it's your fault you have diabetes, when you're being told
yeah.
that, it's your fault you have complications, then you can imagine the human health experience. So these concepts are so important in our language and our messages in nursing. I think that nursing theory and nursing knowledge tell us as nurses to be contextual and holistic and to be focused on health and the health experience and to give care and be caring. So I think it's just so closely related, and my hope is that what will change is that we implement these concepts through the essentials, through our nursing education curricula, through probably most important, the NCLEX. And, you know, are we asking questions about these concepts on the NCLEX? Because if we're not, then our educators aren't teaching it, and our students aren't learning it, and our nurses aren't practicing it.
Yes.
So that's my hope.
Good. Yeah. And it's the focus on, I hear a lot of focus on how all of the studies that you're doing focus and thread into how we teach people in using correct language with people with diabetes or any chronic illness. And I think, was it from the CDC, at least 60% of Americans or 40% of Americans have one or more chronic illness. And then when we get older, it's two or more, and diabetes is among them. So I can see that the conceptual approach in language and the language that we use will help people with diabetes and other chronic illnesses, including mental illness, to help cope with their illness. What is your next step?
Well, we did suggest some ideas for future research based on this study, and I like the idea of this study being support for the new essentials. And one, you know, because we don't know that the way we label the first, second, and third course was correct for each of these programs, I mean, we did the best we could and, you know, with what we had. However, it would be really interesting to actually find out what concepts are they teaching, you know, and get the first course and you know, talk to somebody at the program and say, what is your first course? We want to make sure that, you know, we've got it right. And then actually pull out the concepts that are being listed in the description. And what is it? Are they more, you know, biomedical concepts? Are they more coming from other interprofessional disciplines, or are they other nursing concepts, or are we just, you know, is it just safety? Is it just, you know, what is it? And that would be very interesting. And I think it would also be interesting to find out, and obviously none of these studies are as simple and straightforward as ours, but what is the difference between nurses who went through baccalaureate programs that used these concepts and nurses who did not?
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, what if nurses who took a nursing theory course at the baccalaureate level and nurses who did not? You know, it would be interesting to find out in terms of professional identity, in terms of competencies, self-efficacy. I don't know. There's all sorts of different constructs that could be looked at.
Yes. I always tell my students, you need to have a nursing theory or theories to frame what you do. It brings relevance and meaning to all that we do. And as I mentioned earlier, I always encourage my students to learn more about theory and perhaps through their own studies, more education, work, a practice setting, that they'll be the future nursing theorists out there in our practice. Well, Dr. Dickinson, this has been interesting, quite innovative and timely. And I see that the focus on concepts clearly supports the essentials. And it also will help with our teaching our patients not just diabetes patients with diabetes or any other individual who's going through chronic illness, to teach them in a way that's very supportive so they can have quality of life. And all of that actually helps to all that you're doing to promote critical thinking and clinical reasoning. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with listeners and with me.
Thank you again for having me on the podcast today, and thanks for your interest in our article.
Thanks again. This ends the podcast.